I'm not gonna lie. I feel
that, the Dominicans have been doing that since forever. Their news outlets, they just sit around the table and talk shit.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
You thought I was the first Dominican
podcast? Yes, actually.
I'm not saying that I'm not, because I've definitely been doing this the longest. But
no, that's what a lot of like their like news shows are, is some fire women in some fire clothes, some Dominican men. They all sit on a table and talk shit.
Gonna have to do some research.
Fresh and fit.
Wow.
You know, they talk really fast. They crack some jokes. Talk about real relevant stuff. They don't call it a podcast, but it's the same thing.
Sounds like a podcast.
Yeah.
It looks like a podcast.
Sounds like a podcast.
And guess what it is? A motherfucking podcast.
And guess what this is?
A motherfucking podcast.
You already know what it is.
All right. It has been almost a calendar year since... Ooh. The last episode dropped.
What
has been going on?
I've been hearing a lot of clamoring for us. I'm not going to lie. Like, people have said, when's the next episode? And I was like, I don't know. X-Men.
You ever seen that video of Michael Jackson at the Super Bowl where he just stands there? Mm-hmm. That's been me this whole time. Oh. I've been at home just with the mic. Just standing there.
Just one snowball mic, just standing there. 15 minutes.
Meanwhile, Kenny's just like over here. I don't know. I'm not the manager. Go talk
just
to him over there.
Just ask Manning, please.
I've been waiting until I've been good and ready.
Listen, man.
And I'm not good, but I'm ready.
I was just about to ask.
I like that shit.
Not good.
I ain't good, but I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah. Fuck it. What have we done in this year, y'all?
Which order are we going in? We going left to right? Right to left?
Yeah, let's start with John and then move this way.
Okay. I went to PR for longer than a day and a half for the first time in my life. Went on a cruise for the second time in my life. Manny was there.
I was, in fact, there.
Partially. And then... stuff. It's all kind of a blur, if I'm being honest.
I get it.
Yeah, like everything's kind of meshed. I went to Florida a shit ton now that I think about it.
Okay.
My brother got married.
Nice.
In Florida. That's another reason why I went over there. It's the first time I went to Miami, too. Nice. Yeah, I saw some people that I haven't seen since I was like 7 years old. And they got into NFTs, and I didn't think parts of my family would even know what crypto was.
Now look at
so,
it.
That's yeah.
I hope they made money before like started going.
Before the economic part of the world was like, oh, ha ha.
Like, yeah. Nobody has money. That's crazy. But
that shit sucks.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we've been up to.
Yeah. That's another thing. I learned way more about crypto and way more about Web3 and that side of the internet.
And how much it fucking sucks.
Well, because everything around it sucks.
Yeah.
A lot of people in there suck.
Yeah,
and then everything outside of it also sucks. When you put that all together,
yeah,
crumble. I mean,
you guys sold me a dream. I have fucking owned. I own two Nas NFTs, and I get paid every quarter from the Nas songs.
Okay.
So I now have I own the publishing or the masters of. Two Nas songs from the King's Disease 1 and 2.
Wow.
Yeah. Ultra Black and
love that song.
Rare. So I own.
Okay. You know, if it was some bullshit Nas songs, I would have been like, damn, son, like, you really got a raw end of the deal. Well, if that shit.
But it's not no, I know I can.
Yeah, but that's like the newer. Like, yeah. It's his newer fire shit.
Yeah, you know? But nobody's listening to Ultra Black. Nobody's listening to Rare.
I mean, I'm listening to Ultra Black.
Yeah, when was the last time you listened to Ultra Black? Exactly.
Manny's looking at you right now like a paycheck.
You guess how much money I've earned since purchasing these two NFTs in roughly in the calendar year at some point.
$10.
10 cents?
No, I've made about maybe $10. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get about $3 every quarter.
Yeah. That's not
so terrible. My kid's gonna be eating off this. Yo, anybody who owns their Masters is an idiot. Sell that shit, bro. Because if this is what I'm making, and I own like a I own like 2% of these songs, because I bought like the medium tier. Mm-hmm. You could buy more of a percentage, but those were way more.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that shit. I also get to order from the secret menu of Sweet Chick.
Oh, Sweet Chick.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck that works, because I've never been there.
Like, what's the secret menu? I got an NFT, nigga.
So,
do I have to show you a badge, or...
Yeah, I'm like, I'm more interested because NFTs fucking suck now, and so does all crypto. But yeah, no, this
yeah, you went to crypto of the streets gambling.
Oh yeah, one of the last episodes was when I first got into gambling, because mm-hmm. gambling became legal January 1st of this year. Yeah, I went on a run on FanDuel. So when I go to jail for tax evasion, that's gonna be electric.
It's gonna be great. We're gonna carry the pod.
I hope so. Yeah. I'm gonna be on the phone in jail podding.
Like with a Max.
Yeah, I'm gonna be just like Shine.
I was gonna say that with a Max B interlude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a pull interlude. From John. Yeah. Like, what a pull. Imagine me interviewing Max B though in jail. It's gonna be mad nonsense. He's not gonna say anything but go ow every time.
Listen. You just gotta understand. You just gotta listen. He be spitting facts for real.
I was actually listening to the Coke Boy 6 mm-hmm. mixtape on the way over here. Not that bad. It's actually really good.
Like, oh shit! I didn't say what I've been up to. Oh, I got a girlfriend, y'all. I know I've been like anti-girlfriend this whole podcast, but I've gotten a girlfriend now. So
he's met his Wonder
Woman.
Yeah,
I'm a hypocrite. So
I'm the only one who doesn't get texted by a significant other when we go out.
Wow. Is that what you want to call it? Yeah, sure.
What?
That was a joke.
Harassed?
A joke.
Stalked even? Is that what you're implying?
So, you know, anyways, yeah.
You know, more like the jury's after you, but it's okay.
So what else, Kenny?
You're in a relationship now. A very long-standing management position. But that nobody cares about that shit. I'm now taking bookings for photography. Also doing graphic design more often.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of shit that isn't like podcast exciting, but it's exciting for me. So like, I don't care what y'all think. So
You know?
Oh, I went to WrestleMania and shit. Yeah, nigga.
You did go to WrestleMania.
Mad shit low-key happened, but I was just.
All right, we're recording.
Check. All right, so outside of WrestleMania and me getting a girlfriend, I really didn't do much this year. Manny, what about you?
Well, this is our Turk story. Well, me and John and Rashawn decided that for me and Rashawn and I's birthday, we wanted to take a trip. I was choosing between going to Mania or going to Turks on the cruise, and evidently I chose going to Turks.
I feel like everyone you asked told you to go to Turks.
Yeah.
Even me, actually.
Yeah. It was a tough decision, too, because I was like, I've never been to a Mania. I've never been to Dallas.
Here's the question. If you had known that you were going to be able to go to a strip club with Levi, would you have gone there?
Or see a Stone Cold match?
I don't think so. Only because, like, from the video that I saw, I don't want to say that the strippers looked mid.
The strippers were mid. From what I saw on the videos.
Who am I to judge?
From what I saw on the videos, bro, the strippers were definitely mid.
Exactly. But I don't want to judge. I don't want to cast judgment. But
it's because those were the ones that ran up to him, from what I heard. The good ones were like on stage and walking around, from what I was told.
Strippers running up to Levi is so crazy.
Because they could tell he had never been in a strip club before. So what I was informed.
Was it him? What gave it away? Was it him fucking doing his tongue out and then it rolls on the floor? Then his eyes bulge out his head like the Looney Tune cartoon?
The look of glee on his face when he walked in and saw titties. That's what it was. Or so I was told.
Yeah, so
Listen, while that may have been great, I felt like going on a nice, cool, calming vacation was the way to go. So we ended up getting the cruise from Florida that goes to DR and Turks. Mm-hmm. So we get on this cruise. It's hot as fuck when we land, and I'm wearing a full OVO baby blue sweatsuit when we land and everything.
Love it.
And I'm chilling. I'm hot as fuck on the boat. I got the fucking the sweat the jacket on with the pants, the sweatpants.
For more context, we came from New York, very cold in March.
Yeah, in March. Yeah.
To very hot Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
do it. So we were all dressed to be warm.
Everybody knows you gotta dress for like the midway.
Yeah. Well, I thought that would be close enough, but I was still hot as fuck.
Yeah, that humidity was not fun.
So, we get on this boat, and then they're like, oh yeah, you can't just go straight to your room. There's like a grace period, where you just basically gotta just walk around the boat and fucking hang out.
Okay.
With, not the suitcases, they bring it onto your room, but like with everything else. So I'm like, oh, whatever. We go to eat. Yo, this cruise, I'm not going to hold you. There's no real, like, good food around readily available. You can get burgers from Guy Fieri's Burger Bar. And they make it seem like, yo, if you want a fucking fried onion on your burger with some bacon and blah, 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 you can get that. You can order any type of crazy burger you want. Not true at all. It's literally, you want a hamburger or you want a cheeseburger? Which one do you want?
And maybe some onions. Emphasis on the maybe.
No, the onions was like put out in like a little mini buffet with like the lettuce and the tomatoes and shit like that. You put that shit on yourself.
Hence the maybe.
Yeah. And that was, and then they had like French fries that were like Five Guys style. Not crispy, but those like, you know, handmade type fucking burnt, burgers. Kind of
soggy.
Yeah, burnt and soggy French fries. So this is a Carnival cruise, by the way, for context, just in case you know anybody wants to know.
Now you can all talk shit about it, because yes,
the buffet they had there, mid. But yeah, so we're just doing that, hot as fuck. Take the jacket off and chilling. Go to the rooms. I want to say like for the first couple nights, we would go to dinner at like the there's like a main restaurant, and you got to go there. When at certain times, so on your key card it goes like, yo, 7 o'clock you got to be at dinner or you miss your dinner, basically. Like, it's like a reservation kind of type of thing.
Shifts, nigga.
Yeah, basically. Like, if you want to like
describe it, yeah
if you want like a sit down dinner experience where you don't go to the buffet, this is your alternative option.
Okay,
so that's why
it's lunch. It's lunch period.
Yeah, it's lunch period on a cruise.
Yes. Okay. But all at night. Like, officially at night, and they don't interfere with anything that you can do during those times.
Yeah. Okay. So, we would go there, then we'll go to the bar, have a couple drinks. You know, we had, like, a routine. Before dinner, we would go to the casino.
Okay.
Rashawn and John will get, it's like, Rashawn got hot one day, John got hot the next day, Rashawn got hot one day. And I would always just make my money and lose my money. And that was it. There was no in betweens. I'm just there. I'm like, fuck. Yo, there was one time we only played roulette. Mm-hmm. We tried like one or two games of blackjack and that was it. And then we went to roulette, figured out how to play that shit. And that was our game.
Yeah, that was genuine fun.
That was our fucking game. There was one game. I remember the dealer on the roulette table. She ended up, for some reason, John, you remember when we all lost, basically, but she paid us all out, like, everybody
won. Yeah, it was the Asian girl. Yeah. I didn't forget, because silent agreement between all the men at the table.
All parties involved. Yeah. It was us, this older dude, who he would take out $500 cash every night and be there for hours playing roulette. So him, there was some dude with his wife. So it was a full table.
Like full. No one else can sit here. Everybody else is standing around to watch. We all looked each other in the eyes and acknowledged
She just paid us all out.
Yeah, she paid every person out like they won on that turn.
No one said a damn thing. Mm-hmm. No one poker faces all around. We all made eye contact. We looked back at her to see if she caught on. Yeah. We looked at the manager to see if he caught on. The manager
was right next to her, too. Nobody. So we're just there. And literally, it's like, look. Everybody gave each other the look. And it was like, yo, you gave the look. Don't even say nothing. So this was on black. Because you could choose between black and red. So I was like, and she like, she puts the chips to where your chips were that won. So she put the winnings, my winnings, next to the chips right there on black. And I was like, you know what? I didn't even earn this. I'm gonna put everything all in on black again. And if it wins, it wins, and we good. So I remember Rashawn and John looking at me. They were like, yo, you're gonna put it all on. And I was like, yo, just leave it there. If I win, I win. It was had that hit, I would have been up. A solid $100 or some shit like that. I would have been up good. And evidently it landed on red again. And I was like, I feel like I had the thought at that moment. I was like, I feel like it was rigged because it was hitting on red so many times. Uh-huh. Then I'm sitting there. I'm like, how the fuck did it land on red?
And then it landed on black afterwards. Casinos are absolutely rigged.
But I don't know about cruise ship casinos and how the fuck.
Nah, bro. Them shits are rigged too.
Yeah, how their regulations were.
I went to the fucking casino with my pops and my cousin when we went down south a couple weeks ago. Nigga, my pops was at the blackjack table for what felt like 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. He did not do nothing but break even.
Yeah.
And at every time he would get like 19, the dealer would get like 20.
Yeah.
Or 21 or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there watching like, yo, this shit is clearly a fib. Like, these niggas are lying.
Well, I watched these guys become addicts low-key. Because we would play before dinner and after dinner before the nightclub. If we didn't want to go to, like, the show. Because the show is where, like, the older people go. People with families where they just want to kill some time.
Because
they don't know what else to do. We'll go to the fucking casino. People are fucking smoking. People are drinking. It's a vibe. There's a lot of older that people in the amazing. Casino, too. But there's no kids. You don't got to worry about none of that shit. And then we'll go to the club too. Yo, the Filipino DJ, he was nice. This nigga had
shout
everything
out to my
you
Filipinos,
could want.
Yo. Shout yeah, out to all my Filipinos.
Everything. What song did I request, John, that he ended up actually having? Was it like Controller or One Dance or like Blem or some shit like
it was
that?
Blem.
Yeah, like if you requested a song, he'll find that shit and play it.
Oh my god.
He was a pretty solid DJ. The nightclub was alright. We made like if you were in the age range of 20 something years old, okay. We were basically cool with everybody on the cruise.
I mean,
in that age range.
That's what you do. You try to find like people of like ages.
Yeah. One girl, she was it Bon Jovi? No, it was Journey.
Oh,
her
yeah.
Her father-in-law is the lead singer of Journey or some shit like that.
She's also Filipino.
Yeah, she was also Filipino.
Again, shout out my Filipinos. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. One dude worked for like NASA, and this guy, an absolute party weapon. He'll be on the dance floor doing dances, and then just to get the crowd going, he'll be like, yo, clear the area. Fucking standing backflip on the spot. And once you hit a backflip on the dance floor, boom, everybody turns up.
Security immediately pressed them.
Yeah. I feel like every time somebody like leaves their feet, and like a club setting, everybody's now watching him. Like, all right, this nigga's clearly doing something.
Yeah. because like, bro, the party on the boat wouldn't really start until somebody had to get it going.
Okay.
So he would be the designated, yo, let's get it going.
A backflip
guy, though?
Like,
the backflip is always electric. If you can do a backflip, you do a backflip.
Yeah, but and routinely, if a nigga does a backflip, it's because he has no other get the party going weapons.
Well, he's a breakdancer.
Yeah, he was a breakdancer.
Like, he has two and doing too much moves.
Yeah, he'll do everything. But
no,
you know, his go to was the once you start breakdancing a little bit, and then people go oh, then boom, backflip. Now everybody's jumping around. DJ's like playing lit music. DJ's going crazy. And now, yo, the bartenders, they were,
generous with their pours and shit like that on certain nights. So
that one specific bartender that looked at us and went, I gotcha.
Yeah. So
with his own special Long Island that he would hand us.
Also, for future cruise goers, if you are a listener, always get the drink package. Me and John made the silly decision of not getting the drink package.
Why?
Well, cruises, some cruises, can't say all cruises. This specific cruise, your drink package is limited. So you can get 15 drinks.
A day.
Full 24 hours.
Oh. Yeah.
So if you're a drinker and you get through 15 in less than, I don't know, 12 hours.
And we're savages.
Yeah.
You know us. We in 24 hours. Yo, me and John, on every single vacation we've gone to at like resorts, we've definitely done over 15 drinks.
Within easily. Those 12 hours. Again, easily. I use 12 hours as a benchmark because we're not awake full 24 hours.
Yeah. Word.
So 12 hours, if you limit it to 1 hour drink or one drink an hour, that's it's, only 12.
It's like a 19 hour stretch of you niggas drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we go on a cruise, you know, we're having a good time. Mm-hmm. We're getting to know everybody. Yo, so let me tell you about these. There's like these two, I want to say women, because I don't want to say girls and make it seem like they're young. Yeah. It was two grown women, maybe early 30s, late 20s.
Love it.
We don't know their age because they lied.
Yeah, we don't know their ages. Yeah, so they're the most attractive women on this fucking cruise ship.
They weren't even bad, y'all. They were just the most attractive.
No, they were bad. Oh, okay. They were bad confirmed. Right. Bad okay. confirmed. All right. So I'm there, and like, obviously, you're going to see an attractive person. But I'm gonna be I'm typically the guy who's like, yo, you could be fire all you want.
I'm not gonna bother you.
I'm not bothering you. I'm chilling. This is my vacation. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to put in work.
Exactly.
So we're there, you know, we're chilling. We're all having a great time. And it's like, yo, everywhere we would go, they were like background. I don't want to say background characters because that's crazy, but they're always in the shot. they're always in the shot. They're always around. They're always close by. So John sees this dude that we ended up knowing. Mm-hmm. And then he's like talking to them. John, you know, we're all conversating with everybody involved. So this dude, he pulls the move, you know, gets cool with them, blah blah blah. He's like what, 21?
Yeah,
he was a fucking
A dog.
He was a dog. Okay. He was pulling every.
He had a mission.
If a woman was single.
It's funny you say that. He definitely had a mission, and he said that. Oh. And then he called himself ambitious, and that was comedy.
Yeah, this guy. He had that dog in him. He was put. If you were a single woman, you were not safe on that. He was bagging you, and it was kind of crazy to see. It was
consensual, like, consensual.
Yeah, consensually bagging all these women. It was like watching Kobe get 81. Like, you were just sitting there watching history. Yeah.
The post, mid-range.
He was not missing. He'll turn around, boom, knock it down. Right. So I'm like, all right, cool, you know. But yeah, so these women would always be on the boat. Now remember that for later. That, you know, ends up towards the last day. So we go to DR. This was as vacation as it gets. We go to DR. We go on this like beachfront restaurant. We eat Dominican food that we can get down the block from John's house for $10.
Love it.
We get it for $25.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, you know. So we spend some bread, but I'm like, you know what? I wanted to eat that food anyway, so it's chill. Then we end up going to this beach. Bro, so.
What beach?
I don't remember where it was. I can't even tell you. But it was a solid 30 to 40 minute drive from where we were.
Okay.
And so there was a couple thoughts going through my head. Mm-hmm. I was like, we didn't book this. We just went on a whim. We told this taxi driver, yo, take us to the nearest beach. That's nice or whatever. Yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, we could take. So like, we're Dominican too. So once we got that Dominican shit out the way, I was like, all right, they're not going to kidnap us.
Yeah.
They want to do that to their own.
Yeah. Let's get a couple. There's a point before that, right, where the first dude we spoke to didn't know we spoke Spanish. So he approached us like tourists that. As you should.
Yeah.
And he spoke to us English. Then we told that he wanted to take us to a further spot because he could charge us more.
Yeah.
We told him, no, we can't afford to do that because our crews will leave us.
Yeah. Because it's a time thing. We had to leave by like 2 p.m. or some shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, we can't do that. The crews will leave us. So he's like, oh, that's fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
He gets the cab driver. He's like, take them where they want. The cab driver then tells us to take us there. And in Spanish, he tells that cab driver, just take him over there anyways.
Yeah.
So now, we understand Spanish. Uh-huh. Our ears perk up. And I just pretend like I don't know Spanish. And I just go, not that place. I don't know what you said. Not that place.
But this place. It wasn't like he was trying to take us to some wild spot. The spot that they were trying to take us, my dad was even telling me, like, we should go there.
Yeah.
It's a cool beach or whatever. It's just, but
y'all didn't have time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was more he was trying to finesse money out of us versus he was trying to hurt us.
Yeah. Got it.
So we get in the cab. We go. That dude is now awkward because he then realizes it's during this ride that we're purposefully not saying words. Mm-hmm. And that essentially our ears are on him.
Yeah.
All eyes are on him. We don't trust him. So now he's just like, he doesn't trust us.
So this is a 30-minute drive to the beach that we're going to. Rashawn, 5 to 10 minutes into the drive, falls asleep.
Yeah,
but he falls asleep during the scenic route. Like, we're passing mountains, fucking cows, the landscapes. Bro, on the 11th minute of that drive, we went for the next 25 to 30 minutes, we witnessed the worst poverty you've ever seen in your entire life. I was looking at fucking 17 women on a fucking motorcycle driving through the city, swerving and shit like that. Not even a motorcycle, a fucking scooter. Like, bro, this shit look crazy, bro. You know, brick houses, kind of half fucking ripped down. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I can see why, you know. My family came from DR and went to America. You know, it's a wild place to live.
And it looked the same back then.
Yeah. So, bro, I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, wow. And then I look over at Rashawn and I notice that he's sleeping. And I'm like, in my head, I'm sitting here and I'm like, I guarantee you Rashawn's going to wake up when we get to the beach and then go, wow, DR's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, so we finally get to the beach. There's like mad condos and shit like that. And like, it gets scenic again, like once we, not even like when we get to that area, but only when you pull through the gates of the fucking place, because right outside of that, more poverty. So we go through it and I wake Rashawn up and he looks around at all the palm trees and the fucking beautiful blue water. And he goes, wow, man, we should come to DR more often. This is so nice. I'm like, bro, you just missed out. I watched two babies fucking slap boxing in an open field for some food. Like, it was crazy. But it was a wild drive through DR. Because I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, this was even. And I used to go to DR every summer, like, you know, at a certain time. But I was like, damn, this shit is crazy. But we go to DR, we get massages on the beach.
They get massages on the beach.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Rashawn got massages. Not together or in the same area. Like, it was in two separate fucking things.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I generally just stayed with our belongings in front of the water.
Because I was like, I'm on vacation. I'm in a beach. You know what? I'm going to get a massage. I'm tired. So we do that. Then we leave and, like, we get in the water and then go back or whatever. John bought some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we go. You know, have a regular night out where it was a great time. Next day, Turks and Caicos. We have to be at the. Is it 7 a.m.?
7 a.m. No goddamn reason.
We had to be at the ready point, the fucking meetup location at 7 a.m.
for Turks, a catamaran,
because we got a party boat catamaran thing that had snorkeling and an open bar, fucking all you can drink. Private beach party until like 12 or maybe close to 1. No, it ended at like 12:30.
Okay.
So we go on the catamaran. I felt like it was around like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we skipped breakfast thinking that we didn't have time.
Yeah, we skipped breakfast at 7 a.m. to go on this fucking catamaran. We were tired as fuck.
Of course. Because
we also went out the night before. Mm-hmm. We're super tired. We go on. I'm the only one that snorkels because Rashawn didn't want to snorkel and John doesn't know how to swim.
And so, the guy told me, if you don't know how to swim, don't get in the water. And I said, you know what? I'm listening to you.
You can't see the bottom. Like, it's deep. It's some deep water, but I could swim. So I was like, fuck it. So I snorkel, see the fish. Oh, that's cool. Whatever. Get back on. Once everybody gets back on the fucking catamaran, the greatest dance hall party of all time starts to take place. The DJ's playing all of the dancehall bangers. Mm-hmm. He's playing anything we request. So, you know, it's lit. The drinks are flowing. And they're serving a rum punch. The rum punch was so crazy. And then we had a cup. Yo, if you got halfway done, the guy would run over, and fucking fill it up again.
Oh, full on service. This man met us halfway. He watched us drink, met us wherever we were on the beach. Bow, 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 bow.
So yeah, we get on the beach now. We're drunk because we didn't have no breakfast. Mm-hmm. We're drinking crazy. You can't really count how many drinks you have because he keeps filling it up halfway through.
You could try. I promise you could try.
I remember like there was I was just sitting in the water, just like taking in. Yo, Turks has the greatest water I've ever seen. It was the most clear baby blue water like ever. You could see right through it. Mm-hmm. The fucking beach was beautiful and clean. I think there was a condom wrapper that we saw.
There was.
But besides that, super clean. It was beautiful. The DJ, he played, I think it was
Light Glue 75 times.
Nah, he probably did, but he played, I forgot what Drake song we recorded. I think he played Blem.
Okay.
No, he did play Blem. And then he played You Can't Drink All Day If You Don't Start in the Morning.
Yeah.
Science.
Yeah, he started getting into like the Drake dancehall mix.
Yeah.
So now I'm sitting in the water with my drink, and then I'm just by myself at this point. He's playing all of this, and I'm like, yo, this is life.
This nigga's having the time of his
life. I'm sitting there, I'm by myself in the water, and I'm just thinking, I'm like, yo, this is fucking life right now.
Then there's me who walks over to Manny with a rum and coke. Not a rum punch, rum and coke.
Okay.
Now, we just learned the hard way that the rum and coke was the, are you really a drinker? Type of drink.
But the bartender on the boat was a Dominican woman. So Turks has a lot of people from different places because it's such a small island. So the lady was Dominican. The driver and everybody else, they were like Jamaican. Like Turks doesn't have like not a lot of national people doing these things.
Okay.
So John's rum and coke was literally a whole cup of rum with a splash of coke type shit.
That's my shit.
But yeah, she looked me in the eyes and said, oh, de lo mio. Yeah. Toma.
I remember one thing I did. So when I was like standing by myself, just looking fucking contemplating, like, yo, wow, I can't believe this is where I am right now. This like lady with her daughter. Her daughter had like, I don't want to, it may be mean if I say she was like, you know, it was a family. The daughter was, you know, very particular. Okay. So I just remember her daughter went up to me and she was like, hey, I turned 21. I was like, oh, that's crazy. My birthday just passed. And then I was like, wow, I remember turning 21. And I was like, the song that just played, it played at my birthday party. And I just remember how much of a great time that was. And then I was like, yo, like, we had this penthouse party. And I started going through, like, the 21st birthday party and how crazy it was and everything like that. And then I just, like, mid conversation, I said, all right, guys. And I just walked away. Because I was so drunk at this point. I was like, I'm good with this combo. I just walked away. I like hugged both of them because she said it was her birthday. I was like, all right, I'll see you guys later. Even though we're on a fucking boat that's not that big. And like we all are on the fucking boat at the same time. So that was the last thing I remember.
Okay.
The last thing I remember was that. So this is what Rashawn told me happened after this took place.
He was so drunk.
We all got back onto the... We're all drunk. Hot, the sun is beaming. Get back onto the thing. We get back to the dock, and on the dock, there's like a little beach on the side that people can go to.
Okay.
So, me and Rashawn are hanging out, and I don't know where John went, because John went to go do something else. Mm-hmm. But he had all of our footwear.
Oh.
He had my Crocs and Rashawn's slippers.
Why?
I can explain very easily.
How?
Manny doesn't recall these events because he knocked himself into an alcoholic coma.
But this was. Keep going.
So
where did you
go? I was sitting there. There are some background characters that need to be involved into this story. Okay. Right? Two ladies from Atlanta, her mom, John, the daughter, Diamond. They became our friends on the catamaran. Okay. Right? They called me pussy for not going to swim. Well, not John, but Diamond did. John says she supports my action as a motherly figure she would.
Okay.
And we just became cool, right? So when we got off the boat and everything, we were still around each other. So we were still vibing. Everyone was drinking. We were just talking.
Yeah.
They were like supporting Manny being more drunk than possible.
Of course.
They were also fucked up.
Yeah. Beyond. Time. Beyond.
Her daughter, Diamond, was just as drunk as me and Rashawn. I was just two more drinks heavier than everybody else there.
Got it.
So now the two Johns, the most sober people around, still blasted. I look around while still talking and I go, my friends are missing. I look at John as the mother, hoping that she paid attention to where my friends went and her daughter because she was also missing. And she goes, holy shit, where did they go? I go, wow, I guess they just left. So me thinking logically while drunk, so that it doesn't make sense, think I should grab our stuff and meet at them at a point where we can all reconvene. So I grab genuinely all of our stuff thinking they just went towards the boat out of drunk nonsense. Waited right in front of the entrance for the boat, planted myself, sat down.
This is not close, by the way.
Of our stuff.
I could imagine.
So where the cruise is versus where we were is
not a mile, but like a good.
Wait, what?
It's a good 10-minute walk.
Yeah.
It's a solid walk away. Okay. It's a very solid walk away. But so this is what happened when John is waiting for us in front of the fucking boat. The other John, the Diamond's mom that we were just talking about, she actually found us.
Okay.
And we were all just hanging out. Literally hanging out at the beach. John would have been waiting there for a very long time if what happened didn't happen. But so we're all chilling at the beach. Rashawn said that I went to go like sit down at the lounge chair, the little beach chair thing. And then everybody else was just sitting in the water, you know, hanging out, doing beach things. There was like another, you know, white family down to like maybe 10 feet away from us, 20 feet away from us. Mm-hmm. We're chilling, nothing crazy. So Rashawn says that I stand up and then I go to like adjust myself and then lay back down. And then me laying back down, somehow I flipped over. Instead of going to sit down, you know, butt first, I flipped over going face first, missed the chair, land on the only rock on the beach. Jesus. He says that Diamond's mom, Diamond, and Rashawn, they're all laughing because they're like, how the fuck does that even happen? And then they said, I lift my head up from the sand and I have like sand all over my face
and blood
running down my forehead like fucking Mick Foley in 97. Because they said I was leaking. And I remember leaking, like bleeding and being like in pain. Mm-hmm. But I was still blacked out. So like I blinked and I was out again.
Okay.
The next thing I remember is like mad people like touching my face. Like it was the three people that were touching my face were two women. It was Diamond's mom said she was a nurse. Mm-hmm. This white woman that saw what happened that was 20 feet away. She said she was a nurse. And then Rashawn goes, I'm a nurse in training. I know what to do. So it's all three of them trying to like wipe the sand off my face. Uh-huh. And then they're like, bring him to the water. Bring him to the water. And I remember the pain of the salt water being poured on my face as they're trying to clean up the blood.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was the worst pain ever. But I was so drunk, I blacked out again.
Rashawn, I just want to point out, Rashawn also yelled at that white lady. Because he very genuinely was like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, he tried to, you know, mansplain how to fucking deal with this when they both claim, but everyone involved is drunk as fuck. Okay. So a nearby lifeguard sees what happens, notice that I'm drunk. He gets one of the only wheelchairs in the area. Like, he said that was the only wheelchair for miles.
Great.
Gets it for me. It could have been used for like an old person that needed help walking or some shit.
Listen, bro, you had a concussion.
Yeah, so yeah, I was fucked up from that point. Like I landed head first into a rock. Only rock on the beach. Mm. Put me on the wheelchair and they wheelchair me. And Rashawn is burning his feet, by the way, this entire time.
Oh, because he's stepping on hot sand.
Yeah, he's stepping on sand and hot cement.
Yeah, and concrete.
Yeah, because John has the slippers.
Because he's at the fucking boat.
Yes. Yeah, so... Oh. So, Rashawn, I'm getting wheelchair to the boat now. And, like, they said I look like a dead body. Like, I remember the next day, this couple saw me. And they were like, oh, my God, we're so glad you're okay. We saw you being wheelchaired onto the boat. And we thought that you were, like, about to die or something because you were bleeding and you looked out of it. And I was like, nah, I'm fine. And then they were like, oh, my God, like, we said a prayer over you and everything. And I was like, God.
Full context. My perspective of events, right? I was sitting in front of the dock for the boat under a tree because someone's beaming, right? My eyes are bloodshot. It looks like I'm about to cry blood. I'm asking random strangers that we've met throughout the cruise, hey, have you seen my friends? They're like, yeah, oh, people that not at all. We are. But I think they went to Margaritaville because Margaritaville is really lit right now and everyone's going crazy over there.
Okay.
Right? So now they're tempting me with a good time thinking my friends are having a great time over there. And it made sense in my head that Manny and Rashawn went to have a great time over there just mm-hmm. out of drunk adventureness.
Because there's two boats there. There's our boat and another boat. And everybody went to go party at Margaritaville. Like, in the middle of Margaritaville is a giant, like, fucking pool with bars and everything everywhere. Like, okay. Jimmy Buffett wasn't lying about the experience at Margaritaville.
All right.
So, but I'm just sitting there cooking under the sun. My will is being tested by the gods because I am on fire. I have all this stuff on me. I have no way of, like, alleviating or cooling myself down.
Turks and Caicos has no shade. There, yeah. It's pure sun on you everywhere. It's terrible.
I'm okay.
I have no way to like discern where my friends are because I have their stuff. Mm-hmm. No phone service. Don't know where anyone is. I don't even know how they got you to the boat without me seeing you being wheelchaired to the boat.
That's mad funny.
Yes, because I'm like, when did that happen? Because what happens is Rashawn comes running from the boat to me, and that's how I find him. He's screaming, John, help! And he goes, wait, no, my sandals! I'm like, your sandals? Here. And then he's like, man, I need help. I'm like, what? Walks me back. And they're closer to the boat than I was. Again, somehow got past me without me noticing. Or them noticing me. Uh-huh. And security's just being like, with, you know, holding Manny in a wheelchair while Manny's like, eh.
Yeah, I'm slumped in this chair.
Wonderful.
I wish I got pictures. I really, like, me getting pictures of like that moment would have been crazy. Like,
yeah. That's the only thing that was missing from that
trip. I can describe what he looked like to you. Yeah. Have you ever... You remember when Manny looks like mad? Yeah. Where his eyes are like half open, but he's just looking straight ahead with a straight face. Mm-hmm. Like not a frown, not a smile, just straight. That was him in the chair with his head tilted, leaned back. Like, this is the life. Take me inside now. I'm not having a good time.
Like a quarter conscious.
Yes. Yeah. That's the face he held with an open wound on his forehead.
Yeah.
I just said, hey, Manny, you good? He went...
It was a wound the size of a quarter, just bleeding. So here's what happens when Rashawn gets to the entrance with security, because security has to check you in before you go on the cruise or whatever. So the security looks at me bleeding and they go, oh my God, like, do you want us to take... Oh, they gave us gauze. Rashawn applied the gauze and they gave him like extra gauze to take. Mm-hmm. They were like, hey, do you want to take him to the infirmary? And then Rashawn remembers in a conversation with one of the girls that we know mm-hmm. about how her father has like this thing where once he bleeds, it takes forever to stop bleeding.
Yeah. This is like the journey girl again, by the way.
Yeah, the journey girl. He has like a condition that where it's a lot. So he remembers her going that it costs $100 to be seen in the infirmary. And Rashawn, in this moment of drunkenness and everything, has the wherewithal to go, I'm a nurse. He's going to be okay. Just take him to the room. Because he was like, I'm not letting my boy pay $100.
That's that West Indian instinct, bro. He said, no. No.
Said, I am not paying that. So Rashawn ends up holding it down. Bro, they put me, they said, once we got to the room, mm-hmm. and the security guard was wheelchairing me to the room. They unlocked the door. They said that I stood up like nothing. They said I stood up like nothing ever happened and walked into the bathroom, peed, cleaned myself, and then just went to lay down in bed.
Don't say they said. It's what we saw.
And then they said the security guy was just sitting there like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
You know, that's very consistent with like past drunk Manny behavior. Like we've all seen it. So like I fully believe that that's something that you would have done.
Oh, man. I blew that guy's day. Yeah. He was like, what
like, the fuck? Oh, you dead ass?
Now, and like, he's in front of me and Rashawn who are just laughing, watching Manny confidently just plant the arms up straight ahead. And no jokes, that man just left without saying goodbye.
Yeah,
he was pissed the fuck off. He watched Manny put himself in bed, cover himself up, go to sleep, and went, the fuck? And just walked out. He didn't say anything to us, he just laughed.
Now, people are probably hearing this story and they're going, oh, this is probably like at like 5 p.m.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
This was at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I got I was absolutely obliterated by 11.
Oh, man.
So by 12 o'clock in the afternoon, there was still time to be in Turks and party up.
Mm-hmm.
But, so that's what happened. I fell asleep from then until 12 o'clock the next day. So I slept from 11 to 12 o'clock the next day. A full 12.
Oh, till 12 p.m.
Yeah, 12 so p.m. The next hours day. I slept 25 straight hours.
This nigga could have died.
Well, actually, more accurately, 18. He woke up in the middle of it. He just doesn't remember. Died. No, yeah. We checked on him.
I woke up in the middle of the night to like my forehead hurting.
Yeah.
And I was like, I looked and I'm like, John isn't in the room. Rashawn's not in his room. We had a connecting room.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, where are these guys? Then I look and I'm like, yo, it's 3 a.m. And I'm like, these guys still aren't here. So I go to the bathroom to go pee. And then I look in the mirror when I'm washing my hands and I see the fucking thing on my forehead. I'm like, what the fuck happened? I was so confused.
I can fucking jump, nigga.
Yo, so then I'm up because I'm like, yo, I can't just fucking go. Like, I got to find out what happened.
Yeah.
So they come back to the room at like 4 a.m., 4:30. And then they tell me what happened. We're dying laughing. We're like, this is so crazy. And apparently I missed one of the best nights of the whole cruise.
Fully. Everyone was actually like open to have fun, right? There wasn't like convincing people to have fun. There was just everyone just wanted to have fun. And I imagine it's because they just came from Turks.
Missed out on some nasty shit. That's what
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Many people cheated on their significant others in front of me and Rashawn.
Yeah. I'm not going to say who, but there was one girl whose boyfriend was in prison. And one of the nights on the cruise, she found out her boyfriend was stabbed. But he didn't die or anything. He just got stabbed in prison. And she made out with another guy at the club that same night because she was mad. And I was
after
like,
bawling her eyes out, you,
he got stabbed in prison and in the back.
Oh.
Again, we watched that lady cry and like rant about it. And then we watched our backflipping friend swoop in.
Why was she mad that he got stabbed?
Listen. I can't make it make sense.
He got hurt. Why was she upset? I'm so confused.
Can't make it make sense. She wasn't making sense when she talked about the whole situation and about wanting to be with this other dude. And I'm like,
she white?
No. I'm not gonna say who it was, but yeah. So it was a great time nonetheless. So that's, I don't even know what else happened. John, if anything, to clarify,
we did check on Manny every half hour.
Yeah, they checked
on
me periodically to make sure I was fine. One thing I do remember was waking up in pain from them ripping a fucking
Bandage. Yeah, we changed his gauze. And Rashawn and I debated on how we should do it. Should we like baby him about this? And I'm like, nah, we just got to fucking rip it off. Because rip off the band. And he's like, it might make him open up again. I'm like, well, yeah, but if we take too long, he's going to experience it longer.
Yeah.
So we might as well get it over with.
That only matters if he's awake.
He definitely woke up when we ripped that off his forehead.
Yeah, it hurt a lot. Well, but then I ended up falling back asleep.
Immediately. Curses out, right back to sleep.
Yeah. Apparently, they asked me if I wanted to go out a bunch of times. I kept dubbing it.
Okay.
So, with not real words.
He was hemorrhaging from his forehead.
Think about how drunk I have to be and like out of it to just like be sleeping for it. That would have been like the 12 plus hour of sleep.
On the bright side, we did know that people genuinely cared about Manny because at the club, a bunch of drunk people go, how's Manny? I'm like, well, you remember his name.
Yeah. I don't remember anyone's name.
Of course.
That was like a running thing where I had no idea what nobody's name was.
Bro, that was pretty funny.
Me and you were exactly the same. I don't remember nobody's names for nothing.
It's so everyone would greet him by name. And he'd be like, hey, what's up?
Yo, so the next day is basically a sea day. So we're like out at sea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our last night there or whatever. So we're like walking around. Bro, everybody's looking at me. They see the gauze on the forehead. They see the Band-Aid on the forehead and everything like that. So, like, you know, enough people know the story about what happened and how crazy it was and how everything was.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it was just a day of recapping. And then, like, now let's fast forward to the night.
Got it.
I go to order a drink. My card gets declined. I'm like, yo, I definitely have money. And I don't know why the card's getting declined. So, you know, we go. I try my card at a bunch of different places. So I go to the front desk. I'm like, hey, I think my card's broken. It keeps declining. So they're like, oh, we'll get you a new card. Maybe it's, you know, the magnet or whatever. They get me a new card. We go back to the casino because we would go to the casino every night. I go to order a drink, decline. So I'm like, yo, John, just get this drink. you know, we'll figure it out. So we go back to the front desk. I'm like, hey, it's still getting declined. They go away, then they come back. This is like maybe 9 o'clock at night. So the guy comes back and he goes, hey, with a security guard. And they're like, hey, we just need to let you know that you're now banned from Carnival Cruise Lines from drinking because you got so drunk that, you know, you knocked yourself unconscious. And because you got that drunk, you're not allowed to drink on Carnival anymore.
You're like one of 5,000 people that ever happened to.
Yo, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, yo, I was so tight. Like, bro, I almost turned into a full-blown Karen.
Yeah.
Because I stepped into the conversation. It's not even like I'm a Karen, but it was like how I just wanted to call the guy stupid. Because I'm like, bro, I was sleeping because I was drunk and tired. I wasn't knocked out from the rock. It was like a little cut. And then I try to show him. I'm like, bro, it's not a fucking wound. It's just like a little, like a scrape.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I understand. But the committee that would be able to let you drink, they're all off duty right now.
Of course they are.
And it's the last night. So I'm just there. And he was like, oh, and by the way, we're going to have security monitor you now.
Just in because case anybody passes you drink.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to drink now or order drinks. Everybody's like looking at me and I'm just like tight because I'm like, bro, like y'all not about to do this on the last day.
Yeah.
So we ended up, you know, coming up with a plan where I'm just going to order water all night. And then Rashawn or John, they would order something clear.
Like vodka soda or some shit.
Exactly. Or I would order a soda and then we'll just switch the fucking drinks because fuck that. Yeah. We're not doing that.
By the way, that security guard that Manny originally spoke to. Dick Rider. Supreme.
Yeah, he followed us everywhere. He followed us into the club. It was crazy.
He specifically followed Manny.
Yeah, so, but he didn't know. Bro, I had like 8 drinks then. I was fucked up on the last night.
I love it.
So, we're at the club. We're dancing or whatever. And then I end up dancing with one of those. Remember the two Valley girls from earlier? I end up dancing with one of them. And then she was like, I didn't know you thought I was cute. And I was like, yeah, like, you know, you're like one of the most beautiful people here. And she was like, oh, how come you didn't talk to me? And I was like, well, to be honest, I've seen way too many, like, not way too many people, but it was a lot of guys like trying to hit on them and get their attention and shit like that. Okay. She was like, oh, but I wanted you to talk to me this whole time. And I'm there and I'm like, yeah, but I'm not the type of dude to be like, yo, if everybody likes her, I'm gonna also try to get at, like, I'm like, that's too much. To me, that just seems like a lot to do.
Women, if you like a nigga, go talk to that nigga, please.
For real.
So I'm just there. And then she was like, wow, this whole time I thought you were gay. And I'm like, what? And she was like, yo, like you dressed really nice. You never try to talk to me. Am I not beautiful? And I'm like, yeah, you're fire. And she was like, whoa. So, and you didn't talk to me. So if you didn't talk to me, I just assume you're gay because everybody wants to talk to me. And I'm there, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is the craziest conversation of all time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I respect how main character this woman feels.
Yeah, yeah. There's an important line that he's missing. And I'm going to wait for you to get to the story, but you're missing one specific quote from her that was the craziest part of it all.
Oh, I don't know what the line is.
Okay. She looked at Manny after spewing on about how he should have talked to her and then calling him gay, and she tells him, to prove otherwise.
Oh yeah. And then for the entire night, we were like, you know, she was on me.
That's a lot. Like, prove otherwise. That's a lot. Yeah, no, she was like, right there.
I was like, yo.
To pull her exactly.
Okay.
She looked at him and said, so you're not gay? He goes, no, I'm really not gay. And she goes, so prove it to me then.
Yeah, so.
That's the law, bro.
I was it. Bro. I was,
he caught it. He definitely caught it.
Yeah, bro. I caught it. I'm the finisher.
Okay.
So, yeah.
His face was, oh.
Yeah, nah. I didn't even know. Yo, I didn't even know. Like, I was drunk at that point, so I don't remember a lot that happened. But I remember one girl recorded me and her. Yo, so we're, like, at the bar, and she's, like, sitting on me. And then that's how, like, I knew that happened because they were, like, They were, like, they couldn't believe that I was, like, wilding like that in the bar or whatever. Yeah. And
back
then,
to the Filipino girl. She was on recording Manny.
Yeah.
She sent me the video.
Shout out my Filipinos.
Dude. Exactly. So, you know, I had to prove that your boy was a very straight man. And, Yeah.
It was pretty funny to watch.
I'm glad your masculinity got tested and you passed.
Oh, flying colors. Flying colors. Do not do that to your boy. I will pass every time.
Now to throw shade on those two specific women that became background characters.
Okay.
They're gold diggers. I'm not going to hold you.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to hold you.
They wanted a lot of things to be, you know, I don't want to call them gold diggers.
I will.
I don't know what to call them in the age of, you know,
opportunistic women.
Yes, sure.
Why would they not want somebody to buy something for them?
Well, here's the thing. I think there's a difference.
If it happened, like, bro, there was. I've seen plenty of dudes with them the entire time
that offered.
Yeah,
but that's
different. And no, not just offered, but actually paid for.
Yeah,
like they did. I guarantee you, they didn't spend a single dollar on drinks that whole time.
I've
seen it personally with my own eyes,
bro. That's just real life.
I'll keep it up. Privilege. There is a difference between it just happening and you accepting.
Yeah.
Between the moment where they looked at me, knowing I'm Annie's friend. And her other friend was, and then she walked up to me and went, "You don't want to buy a drink for my friend?" I said, "No."
Yo, the surprise, that's mad funny. The surprise on their face, though.
Yeah.
Yo, the greatest thing that's ever happened for me, where I don't even, I was, it's the grace of God that I was blessed with the, I couldn't even be a simp if I wanted to, because mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to buy alcohol. So I wasn't allowed to buy
any drinks. So you couldn't even buy a drink anyways.
Yeah, so she tried to buy me drinks, and I'm like, here we go, because she found out about why. So boom, that's what I uno reverse back to you. she was like, oh, I want Henny. And I'm like, oh, me too.
You should tell him.
That's actually, she goes, my friend wants Henny. I said, I like Henny. I'm not getting it for you, but I like Henny.
Yeah, so that's what happened, bro. Me being banned from drinking on Carnival Cruise Lines prevented me from buying drinks all night for these two women. And, it led to her buying me drinks. And I was like, wow.
Her friend was very impressed that I said no.
That's a good hand.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good hand.
And her friend was not drunk enough to accept that no.
I was surprised that the other friend was kind of uptight. Because she seemed very, like, she was way cooler. Like, when we left, I remember... I left these guys at the bar. I left with the friend and the girl,
yeah.
And then some other weird guy. And then he was like, oh, he was the one buying them drinks and shit like that all night. So we're at the bar. We're leaving the bar. We're in the elevator. We're all hanging out. I'm with the girl. You know, I don't have to say what happened or what didn't happen. I'm just saying that we were all at one point. They told the guy to leave them alone. And I was like. And I looked at him and I said, yo, bro, I was like, you're killing this vibe right now. So
I'll tell you where he went.
He went back to the club?
To us.
He
should have went to hell.
There's a funny story about two specific men on the ship. One of them's a pilot. Won't say his name. The other one was his friend.
You mean the captain?
No.
Oh,
he was
an actual pilot.
Like an actual pilot on vacation.
Oh, okay. I thought she was just being stupid.
The girls that we met the first night, right, from, I forgot where they're from. But they're white girls.
Milwaukee.
Yeah. They're these white girls. They loyal to their boyfriends. Shout out to them. But they were also being like opportunists. I won't call them gold diggers because they didn't go searching for it. But these guys presented them with opportunities and gifts.
Yeah.
And one of them, that friend. Yeah. This the one friend that was the most social realized opportunity had just fell on all three of their laps. And she was like, hell yeah! So she befriended them. She got free jewel pods from them. She got free alcohol from them. The works. And then when we became friends with them, she went, yo, John, I got you. Right? Because I couldn't get a drink. She went, I got you right now. She went, hey, yo, this guy. And she got me a drink through him. That comedy. Because all she did.
You a drink.
Yes, he did. And he didn't notice or realize that he got it for me and not for her.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, to be honest, I feel bad for these type of guys because, like, they're getting used, and not that they're not getting anything in return because that's wild, but I'm saying, like, they don't realize that, like, if it wasn't for them doing, like, buying what they're buying, they wouldn't be talked to.
Oh, yeah, they'd look. They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't look.
They're the trick.
Yeah.
I just told the guy, I was like, hey, I was like, you're killing the vibe, and you can't do this to me right now. So
yes, yes.
I pressed a random button on the elevator, and he had to get off the elevator. So then it was just me and the girl. So here's the wildest part of like everything that happened. So I'm there, you know, we have fun or whatever, and then I'm like, hey, you want to give me your number? Like, you know, we could like keep talking or whatever. Mm-hmm. This girl is pressing numbers on my phone, and she starts, and it literally starts with like 917. I'm like, a New York number? That's weird, because they said that they were from from Miami or some shit.
Okay.
And then she presses three more numbers, and I'm like, And then she presses four more numbers. She typed in his number verbatim, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, how the fuck did you just do that? She was like, oh, I pressed the wrong numbers. And I'm like, how did you press phone number, though? And that was like a wild thing that happened that I never really thought about. And literally, like, it literally said, I'm like, call. And I'm like, what the fuck? She was like, oh, yeah, I'm drunk. I pressed the wrong numbers. And, like, I remember locking my phone and then just leaving and then going back to the club, because I was like,
yeah,
that was wild. I was like, it might have been a coincidence, but how do you coincidentally type in
numbers? I promise Manuel was very weirded out by that
moment. Yeah, like literally that's
what.
Yeah, that's what made I was like, all right, I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna go back to my friends. Cause I'm sitting there, I'm like, that's just a wild fucking coincidence. I never really thought about that ever since, but that was just a wild thing. That's what made me go back to the club and hang out with.
She was stalking you, bro.
Yeah, no.
Because that same night, you were like, that was way too weird.
Sitting there. I'm like, how the fuck? And then her friend was laughing. She was like, why does it say? Like, even her friend was like, why does it say? I'm like, you just type in his number. But yeah, that was basically the cruise and our misadventures. Just one of the wildest times of last year. I don't know if anything else really lived up to how crazy that was.
No, because I had the most twists and turns and drama. Yeah. There was a lot of drama, not involving us.
Yeah,
we just witnessed it.
I say this literally every time. I gotta go with y'all next time.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Like every time.
Our vacations have lived up to just being a wild, great time every single time we go. Like some misadventure happens where we just have like a fun time and it's crazy, and we always like make friends along the way and things like that. But yeah, I've only been drunk twice all year, at Turk's and fucking Daryl's party.
I don't think you need to be that drunk anymore. And yeah. I say that every time you go on vacation and get mad drunk. I say, I don't think you need to be drinking that much anymore.
The best part about being drunk on vacation is not having a phone. Like, not having a phone and being drunk.
You'd be surprised. You'd be very surprised. It's very liberating.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about anything.
You just kind of wander into life as far as you can go. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but it works out later on.
It's the most free you can be. Like, most of the time you don't need a credit card or wallet.
Okay.
And you don't need a phone, and you're just fucked up, and you know?
Just pockets empty.
Yeah, you go on life on default mode, on autopilot, and just hope for the best.
Sometimes you're conscious autopilot, and that's the better part.
Like, when we went to Mexico, where it was me, John, and Levante in Mexico, it makes no sense how much we would drink and end up back in our room at the end of the night.
I understand.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
I get what you mean.
But we did it. And, you know, the closest I got to being this drunk was probably on New Year's. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the New Year's story is meant for this pod. It might be meant for the next one.
Okay.
So Rashawn can be here to tell it.
Got it.
Because Rashawn was really the victim that night.
Yeah, it was also the more exciting side of that night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was drunk on New Year's, but I was like a fun drunk. Like, I was sitting down messing with people, you know, fucking dapping people up, telling them like, yo, this is going to be our year. We're going to go crazy.
A random white dude in a suit.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I remember telling Pardeep, he owns The Last Stop. Yeah. He was telling me about how we can like do an episode over there.
Oh,
and shit again. Like that. And I like dapped him up, and I was like, yo, we really about to take over. It's about to go crazy. So this is really the first episode.
In like a long line.
Yeah, in a very long time. We did have a list of things to talk about, but I feel like what we just did now is a good introductory, like, hey, these are some of the things that you guys, you know, what we've been doing. Just getting fucked up.
It's what we do every time we take a hiatus. We come back and be like, this is how drunk we've been getting.
Yeah. Just, you know, like, I feel like this is a perfect, like, hey, what have we been doing?
Yeah.
Nothing. Drinking. Chilling. And, you know,
Another year.
On the next episode, you know, hopefully Levante's back. You know, he's on assignment right now.
Yeah.
And, I feel like then we get back into the swing of things. This was just, you know, a nice, slow.
So what's been going on?
I'm going to leave you with a foreshadow. We're going to Costa Rica.
John keeps saying this.
Yeah, no, I have to put it out there publicly now. Yeah. Just to enforce it on everybody else.
You think if I pay for that vacation on like pay in 4 installments, they'll fucking, if I miss a payment, they'll take the vacation memories from my, they'll give me a lobotomy.
They'll lobotomize me.
Through the scar.
Through the scar of the Turks. I have a scar on my forehead, by the way. From that Turks of vacation. It's just been tanned into my head, so it's not that bad.
But, took a while. Definitely took a while to get tanned.
Yeah,
it took
a very long time. But yeah, they'll lobotomize that fucking vacation for me. But yeah, I definitely want... I'm trying to figure out how do I do the World Baseball Classic and this vacation all at the same time. Okay. And I have yet to figure out how that gets done. So it'll be done. But yeah. Do you guys want to... like? Because I feel like... if we were to just go back into random topics on this episode, it wouldn't mesh.
It wouldn't even feel right.
Yeah.
It feels like the kind of has the same feel as the Mexico vacation episode.
Yeah. That Mexico. Yeah. That was another.
This was a recap episode featuring vacation.
Yeah. So, was there anything else wild that's happened?
Nothing like super duper, like in our lives, not anything, notable, like something that we could all connectively, this is the crazy shit that happened in the group this year. It's kind of, we kind of took some time off this year, I feel like.
Overall, not that crazy. The Green Power Ranger died.
Did that happen to us?
No, not at all. But I'm going to be him this year, so that's the only reason I'm bringing it up.
Also, on Halloween, they wouldn't stop fucking talking about becoming Power Rangers, and then a week later, he kills himself, so...
Yeah.
That kind of sucked.
Yeah, so now Roshan and I are dedicated to doing the whole homage to Tommy.
Nigga, we had the fucking Halloween together. We did that. That was cool, but, you know.
Shout out to Roshan's uncle's penthouse.
Yeah, we went to the penthouse.
Gossip fucked up. Again, this is just another story of us being drunk and out and about.
I shotgunned a Four Loko, drank a bunch. We went to, some random bar?
One random bar. As soon as we got to the bar, Steve left. Then me and my girl left. And then I don't know what the fuck happened after.
We went to karaoke, sang a bunch of songs.
You niggas were out till like 5 in the fucking morning?
Yeah. Yo, the craziest part is that we did karaoke. We sang Die For You and Out of Time by The Weeknd. Mm-hmm. And it was about to hit like 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. But I wanted to sing Gasoline because I felt like that'd be the perfect last song.
Okay.
Fucking the bouncer opens the door and he's like, yo, you guys, we got to go. It's 4 fucking clock in the morning. And Chris is sitting there like, yo, we're really doing karaoke at 4 a.m.? End up going back to the penthouse and then, you know. Sleeping for the night, but yeah, that was
listening to people chat while I kicked someone out of the bed and said, I'm sleeping in this room. Thank you very much.
Lovely.
Yeah. Specifically Maria was knocked out by herself. I said, No. No. Yep. I said, Gato and I are sleeping here. Get up. Get out.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, you know, nice little catch up. We really toned it down. Only blacked out twice.
Yeah.
In 365 days. So that's 363 days of me not being blackout drunk.
If y'all want context, this is growth, right? Because if I think about it, I used to blackout on a every other weekend basis.
Yeah, we had a run
between
where
the
every
age of
weekend,
20
every
and 23.
In March of 2018, we went to fucking Turtle Bay and blacked out.
That was rough. Yeah. That was really rough. But I was there. We were alive.
Yes.
Like,
unlimited open bars are really just
I did blackout.
Godsend.
A good decent amount of times. but still not double digits amount of times. Like so
gotta,
progress.
I feel like we got to restore the feeling. We got to start finding some more open bars and go be delinquents as
yeah, my job
actually late had 20 year olds.
My new job had a holiday party, and they had an open bar. Mm-hmm. It's trash because it was beer and wine.
Oh, okay.
And when I got the strongest beer possible, the next server said, no, that's not included in the package. And I held the other dude down who just sold me the wrong thing and pretended like I didn't know.
Son gave you an IPA.
That's exactly what he got from him. It was a 7.8% APV. And I was like, fuck it. I don't even like beer, but strongest thing here. Cool. Yeah. I didn't black out, but I got pretty drunk. And I got to watch a bunch of other new people get drunk. Corporate stayed sober, and I didn't like that.
I can't wait till the next episode where we can start doing topics again. Like, I love the recap episodes, but...
Yeah, it's just filler.
Once we do... Yeah. Once we do topics again, bro, I got some bullshit to say. I can't wait. I'm going to get yelled at when I get home. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for those of you who watch One Piece, this is the episode where you know that they're saving up to do a crazy animation the following episode.
It's a fan service episode. Yeah, there's titties in it. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I can't see the titties, though. But they're on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, saying that this is a filler episode or something would be wild, but this is a, you know.
It's a catch-up. It's a recap.
Yeah, it's integral to the story.
Yes. It is a recap. Y'all missed out. Here you go.
Yeah. If you're listening and you want to be a part of this experience, first two rounds are on you, and I'll make sure to have a story to tell, pause, by the end of the night.
Yeah, word, bro. You gotta... You pay for all our drinks, and then
all of the drinks is crazy.
Yo, bro, that's what you, that's what it takes.
We're sounding like those two girls on the cruise.
We're selling experiences, Manny.
Yes, yeah, yo.
We're selling experiences.
Pay the drinks. I'll give you the best customer service and experience you've ever had in your life.
Yo, dumb, yo, bro. He's sounding like he's gonna be mad hands on.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Without any explicit content. Oh, you're welcome.
My God, yeah. All right. Well,
that's wild.
On that note, it's your biggity boy, Kenzo with the Lenzo. Let your friends know. That's John.
Hi, I'm John.
This Manny.
I am, in fact, Manny.
And we are back. So get ready.
Hell yeah.
There's going to be more and more and more and more. Oh, yeah, Manny, you didn't talk about your endeavors, like your actual... The shit that you've been doing, like, as far as, like, business and whatnot.
Oh, I do, like, social media management. Mm-hmm. If you're listening and you're like, I want a social media manager, I'm your guy. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
I could do this for Levante. I promise you, if y'all thought he rambled before, he rambles way more now. And with way more confidence. Be prepared.
Yeah, good luck.
Because nobody's told him to shut up.
Yeah,
let's get up out of here.
And once again, Kenny does photography. I think you said it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
start my new photography.
Just as a little reminder, look out for Kenny.
Yeah, I'm out here.
But yeah, and John will give you a happy ending for a round of drinks. He said.
Yep.
5 minutes ago. That's a wholesome happy ending, not a sexual one.
You'll give him a hug and be like, just shake. Just give him a hug and shake.